Get ready. For the wildest clubbing experience.
Now, hey, this is Bon Jovi and you're listening to the Planet of House radio show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your DJ.
In the mix.
Funk, house, dance, trance, tech, tribal, progressive, electro. And now, live on the decks, bringing you the hottest sounds.
Yo, what's up? This is Harmonix.
This is Alfred Athletic.
This is Wayne Tennant from Montreal, Canada, and giving a shout out to Planet of House Radio Show.
Yo, this is Soul Dynamic, and the best soulful house you can wish to listen is only on Planet of House Radio.
Left speaker. Check. Right speaker. Check. Mic. Check. Banging beats. Check.
Hey everybody, this is your man Josh Milan from Honeycomb Music, and you're tuned in to Planet of House.
Yeah.
suppose that you were able every night to see anything you wanted to see, and that you could, for example, have the power within one night to dream 75 years of time, or any length of time you wanted to have. And you would naturally, as you began on this adventure of dreams, you would fulfill all your wishes. You would have every kind of pleasure. And after several nights of 75 years of total pleasure each, you would say, "Wow, that's pretty great. But now let's have a surprise. Let's have a dream which isn't under control. Well, something is going to happen to me that I don't know what it's going to be." And you would do that and come out of that and say, "Wow, that was a close shave, wasn't it?" Then you would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now. You would dream the dream of living the life that you are actually living today. That would be within the infinite multiplicity of choices you would have. It's playing that you weren't God. Because the whole nature of the Godhead, according to this idea, is to play that he's not. The first thing he says to himself is, "Man, get lost."
We'll be right back. getting frightened of it, then you make it worse. Because you project onto it all kinds of bogeys and threats which don't exist in it at all. Whenever you meet a ghost, don't run away. Because the ghost will capture the substance of your fear and materialize itself out of your own substance. And will kill you eventually, because it will take over all your own vitality. So then, whenever confronted with a ghost, walk straight into it, and it will disappear. We've got to survive. You must survive. That's the great thing we're all working on, and pounding it up day after day in anxiety. Because this is a description of anxiety. Anxiety is the fear that one of a pair of opposites might cancel the other. Forever. And if by any chance, by any means, you find out that that is not so, you have an entirely new attitude to what human beings are doing, which may be very creative, but which also may be very dangerous. You see through the game.
Coming through all the way from the Netherlands, representing Arecha Records, my name is Pasco Moray, and you're now tuned in to Planet of House Radio. Let's go!
You see that intervals that space is connective, you can understand at once how you are not just to be exclusively defined as a flash of consciousness that occurs between two eternal darknesses. which is the popular common sense view which Western man has of his own life.
The Earth is not a big rock. Chronometers, slide rules, scales, and all kinds of what we would now call scientific instruments. Because science used to be called natural philosophy. Because, as Aristotle says, the beginning of philosophy is wonder. Philosophy is man's expression of curiosity about everything, his attempt to make sense of the world primarily through his intellect. That is to say, his faculty for thinking. And thinking, of course, is a word used in many ways and is a very vague word for most people. But I use the word thinking in a very precise way. By thinking, as distinct from feeling or emoting or sensing, I mean the manipulation of symbols, whether they be words, whether they be numbers, or whether they be other such signs as, say, triangles, squares, circles, astrological signs, or whatever. These are symbols. Sometimes a symbol is a little bit less abstract than that, as when you get a mythological symbol, like a dragon. But all these things are symbols, and the manipulation of symbols to represent events going on in the real world is what I call thinking. Thinking is a linear process, like writing. One thought after another, as we say, you can only think of one thing at a time. Well, that's too slow for understanding anything at all. Much too slow. And our sensory input is much more than any kind of one thing at a time. And we respond with a certain aspect of our mind to the total sensory input that's coming in, only we are not consciously aware of it. But nevertheless, you're doing it.
what kind of you is this? It certainly isn't John Doe. It's that little ego freak. And so if I ask you, who are you really? And you say, well, I'm John Doe. Oh, you think so? John Doe, tell me. How do you happen to have blue eyes? Well, I don't know. I didn't make my eyes. Oh, you didn't? Who else? Well, I have no idea how it's done. Do you have to have an idea how it's done to be able to do it? After all, you can open and close your hand perfectly easily. Can you say, I know how to open my hand? I know how to close my hand, because I can do it. But how do you do it? I don't know, I'm not a physiologist. Well, the physiologist says he knows how he does it, but he can't do it any better than you can. So you're opening and closing your hand, aren't you? You don't know how you do it. Maybe you're blueing your eyes, too. You don't know how you do it. Because when you say, I don't know how I do it, all you are saying is, I do know how to do it, but I can't put it into words. I cannot, in other words, translate the activity called opening and closing my hand into an exact system of symbols. Into thinking. That's all. And actually, to translate the opening and closing of your hand into an exact system of symbols would take forever. Because trying to understand the world purely by thinking about it is as clumsy a process as trying to drink the Pacific Ocean out of a pint beer mug. You can only take it one mug at a time. So when thinking about things, you can only think one thought at a time, one after another, in series. So there's something a lot more to you than you think there is. And that's why the Hindu would say that the real you is the self, capital S, the self of the universe.